T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. There's a new sheriff in town. He's an old friend, and they're doing great work. It's actually fascinating because we had, we had Kevin Krause on the show a week or so ago, and Kevin was warning folks about this scam, and I wanted to bring him back because it's very rare, quite frankly, and I was kind of stunned when I heard this news. So these phone scammers, man, posing as sheriff's deputies and scaring the hell out of people, professionals, doctors, you name it. And some of them giving up the money. It's extremely rare that they get busted. But Krause's folks in the sheriff's department nailed a couple. And I wanted to kind of continue with this warning and grab the sheriff if I could. Kevin, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Good. How are you?
There's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah, I was newly elected in January.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I saw your old boss in the grocery store. My man. Hey, Kevin, kind of lay out for people, because this stuff's still going on. What's going on? Because it's kind of shocking, really. Tell them what's happening.
Yeah, we had a significant uptick in these scams over the last couple of weeks. And the scammers, they call on the telephone. They pose as Allegheny County sheriff's deputies or supervisors. And they threaten individuals with arrest and incarceration if they don't pay these fraudulent, made-up fines for a variety of reasons: missing court, failing to show up for a hearing or make a payment on a fine, and they say that they have to pay immediately and avoid going to jail.
It's wild too, man, because I've heard some of these recordings. Some of these fools will say stuff like this: we're on our way to your house right now with warrants. It's really kind of scary, isn't it, Kevin?
It is, and they're targeting educated individuals.
Right.
They're targeting physicians who obviously are, concerned about the jeopardy of their medical licenses. And in the two cases that we've been fortunate to make progress on and file charges in, they both involved medical doctors.
Man. And they lost, what was it, Kevin? Was it $25,000 each or what?
The one victim was scammed for over
$25,000. Wow.
The other for over $10,000.
Wow.
And we're currently investigating other cases with a total of what appears at this point, we're talking about $35,000.
Man, Kevin, that's unbelievable, man. But I'll tell you what, what's amazing is you snatched someone for this. How did you do that, man?
Well, in these two cases, they were victims from, the Pittsburgh area, and they were called. They actually met with the defendant in the case. They met with him, and there was money transferred, and we were able to locate the vehicle, which was down in Georgia. Our detectives went down to Georgia, and we were able to identify the suspect. Located the suspect and arrested him. And he's charged in these two cases, and he's a strong suspect in other cases as well that we're still working on.
Kevin Krause, the sheriff, is a new sheriff in town. Hey, Karen sends me this note. I've had several of these calls, and I told them I would wait on my porch for the police to come by to my house. She kind of gets it, but everybody doesn't. What should people do, Kevin?
I think, from a law enforcement standpoint, we're trying to, educate and warn people that we don't do business like this. And for some reason, they want to use the Allegheny County Sheriff's Office, as the vehicle to commit these scams. And we don't do business like this. We want people to know if you receive a suspicious call, if you receive any call, we just ask that you call the police or specifically call our office.
And I'll tell you what, the message you're sending, we'll come and get you. Hey, by the way, can you recover any of this money, man?
That I can't comment on
right
now at this point of the investigation, but certainly that's our intent is to recoup, you know, as much of this money as we can. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Man, and how do they get the names of your people, man?
They probably can go on a website or some type of, you know, internet type of, you know, website to find that out. But they're using actual names of people that not only worked here or work here now, but also have worked here in the past.
It's unbelievable. Sheriff Kevin Krause, it's a pleasure. Good job, sir. Thank you.
All right, Marty. Thank you.
Just pay attention. Kind of what he said is actually fascinating. They ripped off a couple really smart people because they scare them, intimidate them, and then they use names of actual employees of the sheriff's department. Wow. Wow. Here's the tip. Tell them to off. I'm going to make a point about my mom, who has passed, as everybody knows by now. My mom answered every phone call, no matter what it was, and talked to these clowns. Folks, I have sat in homes where folks were ripped off for $250,000. What's my point? If you're at home and you're answering these calls, don't. Don't answer a phone call unless you know who it is. Point number one. Point number two. If you have a loved one who's fragile mentally, get power of attorney over their finances. I'm serious. And check their bank account on a regular basis. My mom never got scammed, but she answered every call. And it's very, very common with senior citizens. I don't answer a single call unless I know who it is. And that's the way it goes. Do the same, please.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.